This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ohio remained a bellwether state after last Tuesday's election. Joining me this morning to talk about what happened, WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So before the election, polling had Donald Trump with a lead in Ohio, but the polls were also saying that lead was shrinking. So that meant a lot of people thought Hillary Clinton would catch up and surpass him here by Election Day, but Donald Trump won a pretty impressive victory in Ohio. How did he do it?
Well, he did win an impressive victory in Ohio. And I think what it was the pollsters, they didn't get the turnout right. I mean, the turnout was much different than what was anticipated. You look at some of these smaller rural counties, even suburban counties, they went like 70%. One of them went as much as over 80% for Donald Trump, and they had huge turnout. Well, individually, these little counties in western Ohio and southeast Ohio and eastern Ohio, they don't amount to much. You know, there's not many voters in them, but you add them all together, and they're a potent force. You had a situation where, you know, Trump won by about 455,000 votes in Ohio, and more than half of that margin came from those smaller counties, from those 30 counties.
So what happened in the urban counties?
Well, the turnout just didn't match expectations. You know, in Hamilton County, it was down about 5% from 2012. It wasn't that great in Democratic strongholds like Franklin County and Cuyahoga County. But, you know, I mean, and in particular, different constituencies of the Democratic Party didn't show up in as great a numbers as they had. African-American voters, who obviously had shown up enthusiastically in 2008 and 2012 to vote for Barack Obama, well, there was an enthusiasm gap in 2016 with Hillary Clinton. Younger voters were not very enthusiastic about Hillary Clinton, and I don't think they showed up in the numbers that the Clinton campaign had hoped, very much hoped, would happen, because they had sent people like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and all these music stars, you know, to come and be surrogates in Ohio among young people. It just didn't work.
Now, in your column yesterday at WVXU.org, you said Hamilton County is now a Democratic blue island surrounded by a sea of red. What do you mean by that?
Well, Hamilton County now, after, you know, had this reputation for many, many years of being a solidly Republican county. Those days, that's been slipping away for at least the last 20 years, maybe even more, because of the migration of people. Republican voters in Hamilton County were moving out into places like Butler and Warren counties, even northern Kentucky. Some just leaving the state for warmer places like Florida and Arizona. And the Republican Party in Hamilton County for years has been hemorrhaging voters. They've just been losing them at an amazing rate. So you end up with the Democrats winning 5 of the 8 contested countywide offices last Tuesday. It was an amazing thing. I mean, they actually beat candidates named Dieters and Dennis Dieters, the county commissioner, and Winkler, and Tracy Winkler, the clerk of courts. These are powerful Republican names, and they basically took people who weren't that well known to start out with and defeated them. It was pretty amazing.
Just real briefly, will this last? Do you think that's the way it's going to continue?
I don't see the demographics of Hamilton County changing anytime soon. I think, you know, it's going to remain pretty much a blue county.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.